All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
Are we live? What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Wheel Wednesday podcast. I'm Nick. This is Scott. And welcome back to the podcast. What's up, Scott? How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, how was Los Angeles? I know how much you love it there.
It was all right. I'm happy to be back. Yeah, the weather wasn't any good. Like,
really?
It was
surprising. When I was there, it was sunny and warm, and
it was exactly the same here as it was in LA.
So it was raining.
Yep, it rained.
That's surprising.
Every day, and pretty much, and it was not warm.
I think it's just because you went there, and you went there with this bad energy of, I don't like L.A. So it was like, you know what? Since you don't like me, we're going to rain while you're here. If I had gone, it would have been bright and sunny.
So with that, I'm back. Yeah. Anyhow. So, it was a long week and weekend, and I didn't get the things done I wanted to do.
Did you get anything fun done?
I never got to Motor Trend.
No.
Didn't work out. So I never got over there to hang out with those guys. So, you know, it is what it is. By now, everybody has heard the news of Super Street no longer being in print. So.
Yeah, so.
That's unfortunate. You know, look, I think that, you know, I've seen a lot of people, that I know that are editors and format editors. And
yeah.
I did a little contributing editing at one point to Super Street years ago. I had written a few articles for them and done a couple tech stories. And, you know, there's always a sentimental part, I think, of any car guy, especially with Super Street and their history and their legacy.
Yeah.
That's a little sad to see an era close, right? And but, you know, I mean, listen, I think that it's to be expected. I mean,
I'm actually not really up to date on this. I've seen a few things here and there about it. So what exactly is – so they're not doing any more print? Are they going full digital?
The short answer is yes. I mean, for a long time, you know, if you're not familiar with the whole – relationship here. I'll try to synopsis it real quick, right? For a long time, you know, there have been a history of books closing and consolidating. I'm going to say probably now almost 10 years, maybe a little bit less than that, maybe 8 years, like 2012-ish, maybe from there, maybe 2010, but right around there. You know, the first major hit of closures, I think, that would affect our target audience would have been the groups like Modified Magazine and Turbo Magazine and Sport Compact Car. And we saw those about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe like, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, I think that was when Modified went. And, you know, an Import Tuner. And we've kind of seen books start to dwindle. Now, you know, look, I think that there's a couple of ways of looking at this. There's the people that you know, I've seen in the industry that are very supportive of print and this legacy.
Yeah.
And you'll see them take the side of, you know, it's really the enthusiast's fault. It's our fault. Like, if...
Because we're not buying as many magazines or subscribed to as many magazines. So it's not cost effective to continue...
Putting out a book,
yeah.
Yeah. And so, yes, I mean, agreed. If more people bought it, it'd still be around.
Oh, absolutely.
But,
that's,
you know,
anything.
But right. But, like, you know, at some point, you know, there was a time that came where, you know, different medias or mediums start to decline. I mean, look, around the world right now, newspapers, the physical print newspapers are, you know, on a world record pace to be eliminated, right? You have magazines that are right there. It's not that the support of those things necessarily has gone away. I mean, do I think in some arguable cases it's gotten smaller? Of course.
Oh, definitely.
But it's not that they went away. It's just that the attention graph and how we consume media is completely different.
Yeah, now everything is
digital.
Is digital. You know, with us being able to just pull out our phones and have access to everything immediately.
Yep.
It's like, you know, why go buy a newspaper? Why get a magazine when I can just go on their website or I can get the latest news sent directly to my phone?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, you know,
and I think the other part of it is too is that you have to understand that when it comes down to what Super Street was and what Super Street is today, and I'm not talking about Super Street as the group of people and editors and content creators that you'll now still see on Instagram and,
right.
and things like that. I'm talking about the actual print book and what it originally was. You have to understand that, like, these guys used to have the budget and the money and they used to fly all over the country and the world even, you know, go to Japan and different things.
Right.
And they would bring you the coolest builds that were around, right? And so that was happening. And the problem with that was that once you got to a point where people could self-publish, once you got to a point where people could put things up digitally or the, you know, like the forums probably took a good sting, you know, 10 years ago,
yeah,
15 years ago, because you were watching people do build threads and things like that. But these magazines, you know, they were, you know, they're 3 months behind. When you make a book, the stuff that they finish shooting and kind of put in a book today won't be on newsstands for about 3 months.
Yeah. As opposed to if you were to just, you know, upload something to your website, you can, if you really put the time in, you can shoot, edit, write an article, and get all that stuff in definitely less than a week. Some people, if they have a big enough team, in a day, in a 24-hour time period, shot, edited, uploaded, you know?
Yeah, and our technology has made it so that, you know, that's what people expect. They expect
absolutely.
That short turnaround. But what ends up becoming a problem is how do the group of editors like Sam Du and stuff like that from Super Street currently, how do they find builds that haven't been seen before to make it so that you want to go buy a magazine? Because the only exclusive way you can find out about that
right.
build
okay,
not
I see
going
what,
to happen.
I see what you're saying. The exclusiveness is taken away because
it's already out there.
It's already out there.
They're covering cars that
whoever,
you've seen 10 times.
Whoever owns that car could have their own YouTube channel. They could.
Or no one's going to keep their car under wraps just for the sake of making sure that they get a Super Street print feature.
Right.
So it put them behind the eight ball as soon as that began to happen. So like I said, I've heard people in the industry say, hey, look, it's our fault. I think that it's not really – I mean, yes, if people bought it, it would still be around. I think that this is just a change. I mean, you know, look, go find a payphone. It's not going to happen. Like, things change.
I've seen,
change.
Like, one or two randomly throughout the city.
Yeah.
That's just like
– that you probably aren't even hooked up.
No.
But – look, things change, times change, and, you know, it's been no different. If you look at, you know, artists, the artists that you have seen have long careers, have reinvented their music over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, and we're just talking about a consumable change in media, how people look at different things. I think that Super Street will continue to be a really interesting digital source. I think that, you know, maybe they'll put a little bit more emphasis and play into the website that they have. You know, SuperStreetOnline.com, they put a lot of their features there. So I think that you'll probably see some stuff pop up there a lot more.
So they update their articles and stuff on there, right?
Yeah, and
similar
Instagram
to how the print
like
the print
yeah.
magazine was. So I don't know if you know this, but how does it like correlate like with the magazine? Like, do they print the online ones when it comes out later, or do they do it while it's still, I guess, kind of relevant, or as they do it and then later the magazine comes out?
I think their website, for the most part, at this stage had been almost like an archive. You know, stuff
gotcha.
That had been published, they would put in stuff after.
Gotcha.
But they were mixing it in, especially lately with, like, when they do a Week to Wicked or whatever it is, which is happening, you'll find the article there that day, the end
right,
of the day.
Right.
So I think that they're doing that. So I think you're going to see them. Listen, I think Super Street, it still has a quite a force and audience, a following, and I think that they'll, if they continue to go in the right way, I think you should understand what the ownership path was. I mean, many, many, many years ago, you know, Super Street was owned by a company called Prime Media. And if I miss any of these changes, you know, forgive me. Primedia went to source Interlink. They're a big conglomerate of magazines and publishing, and they had bought Super Street as part of a big buy from Primedia.
Right.
And then it went to so it went from Peterson's to source Interlink. No, I'm sorry. It was Peterson's. Then it was Primedia. Then Primedia was they bought the book from source Interlink. Then source Interlink was bought was reconfigured and kind of they took away a bunch of titles. That's when that happened, and it would turn into what they called Ten, which was the Enthusiast Network.
Yeah.
And then the Enthusiast Network, most recently turned into the Motor Trend Group, which was acquired by the Discovery Channel. So, you know, if you're familiar with, you know, Discovery Channel and the different programming that they have, they had picked up a portion of these print publications and digital entities that they find to be successful. And what you're seeing now is they've rolled into this Motor Trend Group thing, as Motor Trend's kind of the staple of that group, and it always has been.
Yeah.
And they're going to start to put more of that content into two places. And again, I'm doing this all kind of from my knowledge of knowing people that work there and stuff like that. It doesn't mean that I'm 1,000% right on this, right? So don't take this as Bible. But you know, they're going to put these mediums in primarily two sources. One is Motor Trend On Demand. They have a YouTube channel, which is wildly successful, that they converted to.
Do you have to pay for it? Or?
Yes. So they have their YouTube channel, but they also have Motor Trend On Demand, which is like a subscription based service that you pay per month, and you have all this content that they put out. And I also think the other medium you'll start to see some of this stuff go is I think you're going to start to see some of this stuff end up on the Discovery Network in as shows, as television shows.
So there's some of the stuff that they have online.
In print, right? So I think you're going to start you're going to start to see some of this stuff transition into some television shows. I think you'll start to see some of this media end up as digital shows. I think that Super Street's got, if they go the right direction, I think they potentially have a lot of leverage and viability as a digital segment all on its own between Instagram and potentially YouTube. And their website and different things. So I don't know that they're gone. You know, people. I've been watching a lot of people say RIP. And yeah,
well, no, Super Street's. It's not that Super Street's gone. And
there's a lot of other books that went with this whole thing, as well. I mean, they killed off a lot of books. So, you know, some of the 4x4 books, the Corvette books, domestic books. I mean, they all seem to go in the same thing. And so they're transitioning, and they have been for a while. And you can make a case on a lot of different things, you know?
How do you feel about it? Do you think it's a good thing that they're stopping with it, or do you
think they should still? I don't think it's a good or a bad thing. I think it's the way things went. Like, that was what was coming. If you haven't been able to see it for a long time, then, you know, unfortunately, my own personal opinion, not Koenig's opinion, but I feel that you are incredibly out of touch. If you didn't see that this was coming, if this was a shock, like if you were one of these people that saw the Facebook post and you were like shocked that they're not printing these books anymore, you just weren't in touch.
Well, I don't have a subscription to Super Street. I don't get magazines or books or anything like that.
Yeah.
But just seeing that, I was just like, oh, okay, they're probably just transitioning to
digital.
To digital, yeah. Because everyone was like, oh, RIP, RIP, RIP. No more Super Street magazine. And I was like,
okay, it's the end of an era.
That's just a magazine, like, well,
and it is, and it's the end.
Be able to get everything.
It's the end of an era. As an enthusiast, I can't tell you how much Super Street magazine meant to me. I mean, like I'm not even like not joking. Like, it really did. Like, growing up, you know, waiting for every issue of Super Street magazine to drop, and you know, if you didn't have a subscription, like for me, I didn't have a subscription, but I used to, like, you know, we have 7-Elevens, which are,
right,
you know, for people that don't have them in different parts of the country, like convenience stores. And I used to remember, like, you know, my first – the magazine from the month before would say the date range that was on sale too. So within the week afterward, you know, I would pop up to 7-Eleven looking for the next issue. And, you know, when there wasn't Instagram and when there wasn't Facebook and there wasn't these social medias, you know, and there was a few forums for me when I was younger, but they were really crude. You know, that's how we saw – that's how you kind of looked at things to try to get ideas about different things you could build and who was pushing the envelope and, you know, what types of parts were available. I can't tell you how many decisions were made when I was younger.
Just from reading that magazine.
Yes.
Well, now it's all YouTube. You watch YouTube.
Well, it's YouTube. It's Instagram. These builds, you see far more builds now.
Oh, absolutely.
Before you ever even, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that information's available. You can Google. And so information has changed quite a bit. And, you know, and with that came the demise of print publications. There are still some people printing magazines, right?
Yeah, definitely.
D-Sports still prints a magazine. I think Performance Auto Sound still prints a magazine, which is, you know, you can make the argument that whether it is or isn't kind of coverage, but they have some overlap there. S3 is still printing a magazine. You know, and all these companies have obviously added a digital Grassroots Motorsport, still printing a magazine. So, and there are plenty of other books that are still printing magazines. So I would say if you're out there and you're hurt by Super Street's downfall, well, you got a few books that are still left.
Go support them.
Subscribe up.
Yeah.
And if you think it's the changing times, I think every single one of those books that I just mentioned has been doing more and more digitally over the past. So they're using the print book, I think, in the right method, which is it's not their primary focus. It's
right.
It's the supplemental piece that comes out.
Absolutely.
So listen, I mean, that's my take on it. Super Street going away is one of those things that is sad because it kind of does mark
the end of an era.
Right. But, it, you know, is it necessary? I mean, if nobody's going to buy it, then, you know, yeah. I mean,
you think it'll ever come back?
No. No. Because I don't think magazines are going to come back. You know, I don't think newspapers are going to come back. I just – that's not how we consume our media. I'll tell you right now, my day starts the same way every morning.
Wake up, providing, check your phone.
Providing that my kids don't destroy it. But every morning my day starts the same. I wake up, figure out where I am. Most of the time it's in my bed. And grab my phone and, you know, the first thing I do is
start
I flip
scrolling.
Through and look for the news. And then I'll hit my, you know, hit my Instagram a lot of times, and then I'll check some emails and stuff like that. And that happens within the first 5 minutes.
First 5 minutes of opening your eyes, usually, and this is everybody. First 5 minutes of opening your eyes are always checking your phone.
Yeah,
and to say you don't do that is like you are a rare entity if you don't check your phone.
Maybe
the first, you know.
Maybe I believe that there's people out there that don't check their phone right away, but I do think that there's a strong majority there. And if that's where you're consuming your media, like my news, I mean, think about it. Like, you know, for you to figure out what happened, you'd have to, you know, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you would go, you'd turn the TV on, you'd wait for the news to run through all that stuff, or you'd go get the paper, you'd open up the paper.
Look in the paper.
Right. That. So, but now this happened, all of that.
The information you're looking for is so instant. You don't have to wait for the news broadcast to get to that.
Right.
That portion, you
the
don't
bombshells,
have to...
The bombshells don't happen because you get an alert on your phone almost immediately.
Yeah.
So news has changed, and how we kind of consume that news has changed. So everything else that comes relevant changes.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And, you know, listen, nostalgia is something that, you know, will hold forever. Like, I still remember, like, reading articles that were really monumental for me. Like I said, I've said it a few times, like I'm a DSM guy and some things. And, you know, watching Brent Rao turn his 2G DSM into, you know, 2G Eclipse into something that was, for me, like way up here. Watching John Shepard take the pages of Modified Magazine or anything back then, or Sport Compact Car, Turbo Magazine, you know, that to me was like, you know, the Holy Grail.
It's interesting that you say that, because now that relates, and me personally, that and like that relates to YouTube videos. Like the same way you remember those bills, you've read those articles, you look at that. Like I can think of bills I used to watch when I first got into cars. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, like what is this guy doing to his car? What is this guy doing? And like the progression of of whatever projects that they went through. So it's kind of interesting to see the difference, but like it's the same but different. Like you remember reading magazines, seeing the bills, and seeing what these guys are doing. You know, you would wait for the magazine at 7-Eleven, whereas I'm waiting the following week for the next YouTube episode to come out for that build series that I was watching.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to say this, but like I mean, you think about how much. I mean, when I had my first like when I before I really got into like actually building a few of my own engines for my cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bought an engine, like I had a short block built and, and I did send a head out. But, and so like, how did I make those decisions? Like I remember reading the book and I think it was this guy, Sean Glazer at the, Glazer at the point, and he's from New Jersey, but he's a huge, like was really, really fast, DSM guy. And I remember like seeing a feature on his car and I spoke to him and I ended up catching him. You know, at SEMA, I think, IAS, like in New Jersey, like a million years ago. And I remember in the article, it said like, you know, he had all his work done. I don't know if he worked there, but, this company called Head Games, which is, I believe in New Jersey. And like, they're still around and I believe, and I remember like sending a head and getting a head ported from there and big dollar stuff. And like, so I guess what I'm saying is like so many decisions. So, yeah, I mean, Super Street and having the opportunity to have written a few articles.
That's pretty cool.
And have them published in there.
That's something that's completely different. Like, you being able to write for that magazine is a lot different than as opposed to, like, you know, you publishing your own, like, YouTube stuff to go out. That's something
I think is really cool. Yeah, it is, because it was a credible story. It was like, so I guess for me, I guess for people out there, if you wrote a story and then Jalopnik said they would run it, it'd be kind of similar.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, I held, it was really exciting for me, you know, and I kept those books. And, you know, I wrote for Project Car. There was another magazine that the Super Street Group there had put out. We did some articles there, and I'll be forever grateful for John Nadari and Jonathan Wong and Sam Du, who Sam wasn't, he was kind of an editor, but not, he wasn't editor in chief, but you know, for those guys for allowing me to write a few articles, you know, just because I could.
Yeah.
You know? So these are all good guys. And, you know, John Nadari is with Hoonigan now. And Jonathan Wong, I believe, is he with Driving Line? Or he moved. Or C Studios. I think he's with C Studios. But these guys are, you know, part of a legacy and a history that will transcend them, right? So I would just say for enthusiasts that maybe, you know, buying those books wasn't your path, you know, show a little homage to those guys because they really did help pave a way for a lot of the media type things that you see today. You know, YouTube would have come around, but that interest of car builds and features and that whole concept of having your car featured or having some special presence reserved for the best of the best or some of the cool cars that came from them. So, So, look, I mean, what do you want to call it, a sad day or a happy day, or you want to say it was coming or not coming, or it's our fault or not our fault? The closure has been done, and Super Street, unfortunately, is no longer printing magazines. So, you know, there we go. But I'm sure that there's people right now that, you know, like the same way I used magazines, are watching B is for Build. And maybe they have an FRS that they're trying to put a 2JZ into, and maybe they're watching every installment of you know, Chris's, you know, from B is for Build series of him swapping in that car.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of people make decisions about what parts they may want to get based off of experiences of good or bad that may come from, you know, some of the guys out there that are running those parts.
Yeah.
So. Definitely. So, it, you know, it's the same type of thing, you know, just keep in mind what that is. But, you know, to anybody, I haven't heard of any major right now. I mean, there's some freelance, obviously, but I haven't heard any major interior shakeups at the group. I'd imagine some of them may come, but you know, if anybody is, you know, over there that, you know, maybe having an issue where they, you know, are unfortunately getting let go or whatever it is, you know, always sorry to hear that. But I haven't heard anything like that right now. I don't know. So, a lot of love to those guys at Super Street and some of the books that are kind of no longer going to be printing. They certainly paved the way for a lot of cool vehicles to get seen by people, right?
Yeah.
So, let's see. We'll talk about one more thing before we move on and close this thing out.
Sure.
Our plan is every Wednesday to go live on Instagram.
Yes.
Every
Wednesday. Every Wednesday we're going to have a live Q&A.
That's right.
You know, where we're going to, obviously we post our Wheel Wednesday podcast, which is what you guys are watching now, and on Instagram and Facebook. Are we going to do Facebook also?
We'll try.
We could do Facebook also.
We'll try. We'll try Instagram and Facebook. So, Instagram and, I said that right. Instagram and Facebook. So, the only thing I would ask you guys to do, if you're watching this, is, and I wish we would do this in the beginning. We never remember to do it in the beginning. But what I would ask you guys to do is go ahead and turn the notification bell on for Instagram. And I think you can also select on Facebook, like, let me know when this person is live or something like that.
Right.
Because we're going to bring you some Q&As, and they're going to be we're going to go as long and short as we need to. So if we don't have a lot of questions that day, we'll wrap up soon. If we do, we'll stay and we'll answer them. And in addition to that, we'll also always be talking about kind of the subject of whatever the Wheel Wednesday podcast is that day. So when we go live later, we will be talking about we talked about Super Street or whatever it may be.
Right.
So, we're just going to do this to kind of add some value. And whatever you guys have questions about, as long as it's somewhat automotive related and it makes sense that we can answer it, we will do so. So that's our plan. I think the time we talked about right now is 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
So 12 Pacific time.
Yes. I had to think about that. I was like,
right.
So math in my head. Yes.
I think that's the time we talked about. So pencil that in your calendars. We will do it every Wednesday as long as I'm here or whatever it may be.
Right.
And if you have any questions or anything like that, you can throw them down below. If you're listening on
iTunes.
Right.
If you're listening on iTunes, head over to YouTube.
You can throw a comment or just tune in.
Or tune in on Instagram on Wednesday around 3 p.m.
And for everybody that's not, if you wouldn't mind, if you are watching this on YouTube, if you wouldn't mind and you're still here, give us that thumbs up and subscribe, please.
We always forget to do that in the beginning.
I know. We should just do it in the beginning. Anyhow. You have anything else you want to throw in here for this week?
I think that's pretty much it. I think this was a good topic, talking about Super Street. I was not prepared for this.
Never know what's going to happen here on the podcast.
Yeah. But stay tuned for the topic we were supposed to do today next week.
It's accurate. But, when we were talking about it, I feel like, it was a
it was cool. It's one of those things that just, you just got into it.
Yeah.
You know?
So... anyhow, that's it. I think we'll catch you next time, next Wednesday, as we approach the holiday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pretty pumped.
Hold on.
No, we still got a couple weeks.
No. I'm going to check this calendar.
Why?
Are we doing Wednesday is Christmas Day? Are we going to...
drop a Wednesday?
Christmas Day.
I don't know. Wheel to Wednesday be determined. You'll find out next Wednesday when we actually have figured out. So I guess until then, we'll catch you next Wednesday.
Peace.
Peace.